Blog Talk Radio.
My niggas be wildin' on the West Coast. It's Wednesday. So yeah, we wildin' West Coast Wednesday. It's your boy Jay, the best go what it could do. What's up, world? It's not that brand new, y'all know what it is. Up late in the evening. Early in the afternoon where I'm at. It's your boy Jay. So today we got Miss Honey Goddess coming on in a few minutes. Alexandra Vertigo. We'll be talking to her today about what she's got going on. She's doing a little busy right now, doing a lot of promoting. So we'll talk about the artist she's working with and how she's expanding her brand. And today I decided I was going to play some intro music that pretty much describes the show. My man Savage Raw, and that's Wildin' featuring Nerve. Make sure you guys follow that guy. Type in Savage Raw, that's two W's, Savage Raw Music. Get him, follow with SoundCloud. And man's mad busy. Shout out to Savage Raw. Shout out to Money Plays Saturday on August 20th. That's this weekend, folks. I'll be up in the place. So you know Pastor Mike will be up in the place. We'll be wilding on Saturday night. So after you get done listening to us, Vegas, get your butts up to Money Plays. That's over on Flamingo and Decatur. Facebook page for info. We've been blasting it all over the place. People's phones is going off all over your pages. It's going to be a big thing. We got the Looney. Let me pull up this here. There's like 20 apps. No joke. It's mad people. Looney, Block Tutta, Harvey Listen, Vic Smith. You know, that's just the local heads right there. Oh, I went too far. There we go. All right, let's see here. We got Vic Smith. All right.
Hey, yo, hand me that bag. I'm about to spit some real shit to these niggas, man. Hey, grab them swishers too. Yeah.
I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up. Niggas talking so much head, but never show up. Moved out my mama's house early, trying to see what the world is. Your nigga had no choice but to grow up, but I did it though. Biggest rage with a different flow. Not the smartest, got potential though. And knowledge pays, nigga. I'm from the city where niggas will go and fade. Niggas take your socks, your shoes, your clothes, and your pain, nigga. Niggas change it, but they never change. I won't be slaves and I won't be tamed. I won't be entertained by white court niggas trying to drill my brain. And if you following them, he's just another slave. Keep a close eye on the opposition, but staying clear from the competition. You niggas talk so tough, but ain't never with it. It's just to tell you the truth, y'all never get it.
I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up. I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up.
My nigga about to roll up, my nigga about to roll up.
I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up.
My nigga about to roll up, my nigga about to roll up.
I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up.
Let's go. Listen, baby. We ain't gonna spend no money on no motel. Nah, that's for the birds. We're gonna take this shit right in the back seat. Free of charge. Leather seats. Heated seats. Yeah. Straight business. I got it for you. Let's go.
I'm on the back street chilling with a bad friend. She can get the business real talk, that's what she asking me. Homer give her what she wants, straight conversation. Have her itching for this beat. Insulating them out. She say she wanna do it real nasty. I'ma spend a little dough on this hoe. I'ma sugar daddy. She say she like to get freaky in the back seat. She say she like to take it off in the back seat. She butt naked, man, she looking sweet. Nipple rain, tongue rain, Michael Braves tats on her cheek. We getting busy, windows fogging up. Ain't no room in the back seat. I ain't tripping, ain't a problem, bruh. But I'ma do it like a real man. Fix the problems right up. You can call me Dr. Feel, man. Yeah, she rolling on the pills, man. She said she want round two hardcore. I got the deal, man. Call my dog here, yeah, he wants to ask
what up, nigga. I told him I got a bad freak, she be acting fool. You can get it, hope you bring your tools. Cause I whip the pussy up and I think the coochie kinda loose. She want a man to beat it up, yeah, she want the truth. That make the coochie proof, turn it to some coochie juice. You can get it, but don't tell your friends. Only room for three people, that's why I called to ride the charges in. Cause I might have to charge a friend. Ain't no VIP going on, dog. You better tell your friends. My back is like my mama's den. Heated seats, leather seats. I turn my glove compartment to the fridge. And we can ride a drink to the end. Be careful, use your mouth, not the seats when you're bobbing kids. That's how I do it, man, it's no joke. Back seat action, man. I'm rolling like I'm grown folks.
All right, I have figured, I don't know what happened there. I lost connection with my own stuff, so I hope you guys enjoyed the last song I played. I don't even know what I played. I just pressed play and hoped something was playing. But with that being said, I'm back. I'm still running. I'm not going to let that stop me. This honey god is on the air with me right now, so we're going to bring her on, talking about what she's got going on.
I can't hear you at all.
You can't. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. You was really low.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I had to call in myself just now. I was connected in and it dropped me off, and yeah, I'm not really happy. I'm not really happy about that. So this is things, this the deals that we have to deal with when you go through these things. So enough of that. Miss Honey, guys, what you got going on today? How you doing, hon?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. You know, it's 100 million degrees outside, but I'm inside with the AC blowing in a comfy 75 degrees, so I'm doing pretty damn good.
That's good. I don't got no AC.
Oh shit!
But you in Vegas. It get hot in Vegas, huh?
Oh my god! Hot is not even a word that we use. It gets hot here.
It don't even cool down at nighttime. Cause when I was there last year, it was so hot.
No,
it was so hot. I was like, thank God I'm by the, you know, I got the pool and everything in the hotel.
Right. I know. Spent a lot of days at the hotel pool. I bet.
Yes.
It's a lot to do that, though. I tell you that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to go outside.
Oh, wow.
It's
nice here in Buffalo. I'm in Buffalo, New York. I'm from Buffalo, New York, everybody. It's very nice here. It's not cold. It's not like real hot. We have had hot days, but it's not really. It's not too bad right now. It's comfortable right now.
Okay, well, that's cool. But y'all out there, y'all don't have, like, central air, right? That's like a super luxury out that way, isn't it?
Some places have central air. Some places don't.
But what do you do if you don't have central air?
You can buy an air conditioner and put it in your window for $60. Like $60, $80.
I've never had to do that before. The struggle is real. I feel like the rich kid I used to always be jealous of with the new shoes. You know,
aww.
Yeah, because I got central air and you have to go buy an actual machine. Like one of those window joints, you got to take out the window type of deal?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I don't have one of those.
Yes.
I just moved into my new apartment, so that's what I'm doing right now, getting my house together. I'll be traveling real soon. I'm supposed to be going out to Phoenix, Arizona to do the flip video, the flip Rock Out Foreign and J.O. video. Now I wanted to spin their song so everybody can hear it because it's like I really like the song. I really feel like it fits me because I'm actually going to be the lead model in the video. I'm real excited about that. That's
hell
a blessing.
I
got a connection and a friend, you know, that want to see me, you know, succeed and make it to the top. Because a lot of people, you know, are real, like, envious and jealous and don't want to see you go to the top. But I have people in my life, I'm blessed for that, that want to help me, you know, and help me get to the top, you know.
Right. That's always good to have people in your corner that really gonna go through it with you because it's hard to do it by yourself. I'll be honest with you. I tried for a short time. It sucks.
Yes, it is. Like, if you find, like, loyal people in this business, you got to, like, hang on to them for dear life because this business, it's cutthroat.
It really is. So,
hard.
Build your team, kid. Build your team. Build you a nice team around you. You are currently working on promoting a few artists, right?
I promote on Rock Out Foreign. I was promoting another artist, but that's not going too well, so I'm not even going to give him a shout or anything, so I'm not even going to say nothing. So, I also, you know, I tour to artist songs and stuff like that. I promote, he's a Def Jam artist. His name Frenchie. I promote him. Who else do I promote? That's about it right now that I really promote for like that, yeah.
Right.
He promotes me, and I promote him. We do cross-promotion.
Okay, all right. That's cool. Hey, you got to build a nice team. You got to do that. These are things I'm learning real fast on my end over here as a comic. It's like, man, I got to, you know, cross-promote, you know, hook up with people and stuff. I mean, I deal with a lot of rappers. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
a lot of rappers
watch twerk videos, or they, you know, they talk about getting me in their videos, their music videos and stuff like that. So I'll probably,
man,
you know, have some music videos coming out soon that I'll be starring in. So
okay, that's
yeah, I'm just
so this
yeah.
little flip, how did that come about for you?
Well, Rock Out Foreign, who I've been working with, he's been, like, helping me and everything, like, kind of playing a manager role right now. He's not my manager. He's just, like,
right.
been, you know, helping me out a little bit because, you know, this business is cutthroat and, you know, he wants to see me, you know, succeed and everything. So, like, he just did the song with Lil Flip and, you know, he knows I twerk and everything. He's actually the one that got me twerking, to be honest with y'all. He's the one that got me twerking. I twerked to two of his songs. After I put that out, everybody wanted me to twerk to their songs. And I ended up joining a twerk team, and I have a huge promotion with that. They promoted my twerking and my YouTube popped off. So now that I'm doing numbers and everything, everybody wants me, you know, to twerk, you know, to their song and everything. Of course, I charge because, you know, I am a business and a brand, so I am going to charge them. So, you know, they get something out of it, you know, I get something out of it. So I do that still. I do, what else have I been up to? I will be doing my first runway show next month. I'm really excited about that. I'll be posting up,
okay.
You know, we just, some pictures the other day, and then Sunday we'll do some more pictures, you know, so me and some other models in my city. Or actually, I think he said it's some models from Buffalo, Rochester, Niagara Falls. He said something about Cali. It's some models, I think, everywhere that's going to be in the show. It's going to be pretty big. We're going to have our radio show. 92.7 is our radio. They're going to be out there, DJ Bandana, and it's going to be pretty big. Some, you know, artists out here, they're going to be battling everything. It's going to be really nice. So it's going to be my first show, and I'm really excited because, you know, I have been talking to, like, ambassadors about their clothing lines. So I have two clothing lines on the table right now that I might be modeling. I don't say it's definite till, you know, paperwork is all done and, you know, a done deal. So, that's on the table. Then the one thing I didn't want to tell you last time, because I have,
yeah,
you know, a magazine that I've been talking to. He's actually going to be pushed by the same people that own Black Men's Magazine.
Oh.
And he wants me to do the cover and a 4 to 5 page spread. And we've actually been working together, you know, like he's been actually, you know, looking out for me too, helping me and schooling me on some stuff. So, you know, we're working together. So I'm going to be doing that. Also, you know, like I think September, I'm going to be going out to Pennsylvania and shooting for a calendar. So I have a Miss Honey Goddess calendar real soon that everybody can purchase. And I think I'm going to do a DVD too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to
buy
my calendar from my
office. Buy the DVD, you get a free calendar. So...
Oh, see, there's a lot of stuff
going on right now. I'm actually talking to a new manager. You know, I'm always between managers. I'm talking to a new manager now that I'm going to be working with to see how that goes. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm pretty busy right now between my career, my kids, and my house. I'm pretty busy right now.
That's what's up. I see you. Don't think I'll be checking. I'll be checking, seeing you. You stay grinding like that. Always keep looking for the next better opportunity for yourself, man. That's real.
They
that's good
become,
work.
Yeah,
that's
they,
good work.
They just be coming at me like crazy. Everybody just be wanting to book me and everything. I gotta make sure that they're legit, because that's the worst part of this business, not knowing who legit and who not legit.
Right.
You know?
Especially for a female. You know, they're not to pull that card.
Especially for a female. Y'all don't even know half of my stories. All I want to say, y'all, all models out there, beware of pimps. They prey on models. Yes. Beware, because they will try to trick you, act like they're trying to book you, and then be aware.
That's real talk right there.
And
yeah.
that's some knowledge from Miss Honey Goddess to y'all, all y'all models or y'all new models that's trying to get out in the industry. Be aware of pimps.
Have
somebody else, you know, like, don't trust just anybody. Do your research and, like, have somebody else do some research for you, too. That's what I do. I take everything to Rock Out Foreign. Like, can you help me make sure they legit, you know, because he's very well known in the mainstream. So he knows people. Mm. His manager is Trey Songz's road manager. So they all look it up for me. Like,
That's what's up. Okay. So you are actually in a good circle right there of decent people.
Yeah, I am. I'm in a great circle.
Yeah, you are. Keep you working. So that's good. That's real good. So, yeah, the runway show, flying out to Arizona to do a video for a little flip. Man, get you. So, okay, with all the traveling and everything that you, because, I mean, since I've been following you, you've had, like, about three photo shoots, different joints, and, like I said, and a host of videos and whatnot. And, by the way, the last video shoot, beautiful, excellent, super hot. Okay, I just
the shirt video. Or the
yeah, the shower pictures. Oh man.
Oh, that was actually shot everybody in my shower. I think my shower pretty dope. So I hit up the photographer that I was talking to about working with him, and I was like, yo, I took pictures, you know, regular pictures. Like, what you think about this shower? This shit is dope. I think we should shoot in it. So, you know, I got my kids and everything. So, I was like, yeah, go outside and play or whatever I'm going to do. You know, mommy got to go to work. Mommy got to do a photo shoot. They're like, okay. So, they went outside and played. I did my shoot or whatever. And it came out really good. I'm still waiting for some more edits, too. But, yeah, it came out really good. He did a really good job, you know. Shout out to LaFran Graphics. He did his thing. I look forward to working with him again.
Man, he did some excellent
ideas.
Those are some excellent. I'm not even like on some hawk. I ain't even on some hawk shit. That's like, no, legitimately, those are some excellent pick. That was your shower at home?
Yes, that was my shower at home.
Girl, you got a bomb ass apartment. I tell you that already. Just off
yes,
the shower alone.
My apartment. Yes, it's crazy because I was really blessed with this apartment because, you know, like, landlords are assholes and slumlords, so it's like me and my babies had to leave, and like I kept looking for an apartment. And like, you know, Facebook is more than just like Facebook. Is like you can find anything on Facebook.
Man,
I found
like
my landlord on Facebook. You know, like I got right. this apartment for such and such. I didn't even see this apartment. I'm just like, okay, either I go to get this apartment or I'm fucking homeless. I got two babies. I'm like, fuck it, we just gonna go. You know, and this shit is nice. Like, it's nice. It's really nice. It's, you know.
Like I said, off the shower alone.
Huh?
I said, off the shower alone, I could tell. That's,
yeah, it's nice. You got a cute little fireplace, and it's three bedrooms, and we all have our own room now. And it's real nice. We're moving on up.
That was up, moving up to the east side. Yeah. Hey, to a deluxe apartment. In the sky, yeah. High. That's cool. So, you've got just one little one, right?
I got two. I got a 5-year-old. My daughter will be 10 this month.
Okay.
And my birthday, yeah, me and my daughter, we got, we're both Virgos. Her birthday is the 20th, mine's the 26th. So she was born 2 days after me.
Okay.
My birthday, yeah.
Basically, definitely your little twin.
Yeah, that's my baby.
Okay, right on. So how hard is that having to, like, I mean, do you, like, take your kids with you or is
mom?
No,
their dad. No, their dad usually, when I travel and everything, their dad usually has some for my mom or their mom, his mom. They all, you know, pitching. Even though nobody likes what I do, they don't mostly support me, but, you know, they ain't got no choice. Like, I'm a grown woman. I'm about to be 30 years old. Yes, I'm old, everybody. And, you know,
it is.
My baby father, we make, you know, our own, you know, we set our own, what do you call that, like our own thing up or whatever. Nobody can really say anything. We're both grown. They both are kids. So, them and I don't support what I do at all. But, like I say, you know, it feeds my kids, so... I don't live for her. I don't live for nobody but these two kids. I brought these kids in the world. I got to take care of them.
There you go. That's it. You got to do it. Hey, you got to do the best way you can.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Like, when I get more developed and everything, yes, I'm taking my babies with me. Because I plan on about 2 years from now, maybe 2-3 years now, I'm moving to L.A.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm coming out there.
Okay. Come on out to the west side. Come on out to the west. Come on out to the west.
Yes, I love the west coast. You know I miss the west coast so much. I'll be out in Vegas in October also.
Well, when am I? Because, man, they're throwing a huge party at Money Place for all the Libra kids. So, I mean,
I'm coming out there to shoot for a magazine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, any models that are interested, you know, add me on Facebook, Alexandria Verdugo on Facebook. I have like 6 pages. So this one I have on all black or whatever. If you're interested, the registration fee is only $100, and it's well worth it. Like, let me know.
It is, man. Get your face in the mag.
Yes.
And assets and all that stuff. Telling me. All right.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to have fun, too, because it's not just us shooting. We're going to be having fun. I'm not going to have me twerk it. For real.
Man, hey.
Twerking.
Like I said before, that's the dirty little secret of mine. I like twerk videos a little bit. Kind of do.
Oh, man.
But, you know, you should see my wife. I'll be sitting in the living room, and I'll just hit on YouTube and just type in, like, twerk videos and just watch, like, all the, you know, just I'll watch them all. Just, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, some
it's
I'll
like
be
a
laughing.
Stripper on your screen.
it's like what?
A stripper on your screen.
Right, I ain't got to go to the strip club. I ain't got to throw no money out, you know. But actually, it's real entertainment for me because sometimes I see someone, I just be like, why are you doing that? Why are you of all. That's how I look at it. I'm like, why are you, like, I've seen
well,
one.
Let me tell y'all one thing. If I don't work for free. I have to have something. Either I'm getting paid for it or I'm getting promotion or something. I'm not just doing it for free just to be stupid. I'm
right.
smart with mine, you know.
And, you know, speaking of, that's what's awesome about your page because, you know what I'm saying, I'll go through, you know what I'm saying, see what you're doing, you know, share some of your stuff. And you actually have, like, you actually have some chicks out there just all, that's all, that's the whole page, just them, just shaking their ass on the thing. You got substance on your page, man.
I got what on my page?
You got substance. You're not just, you know, just, like you said, you every last one of your twerk videos I've seen, it's promoting, you know what I'm saying, something to push you forward.
Right,
You know what I'm saying? I've seen a few, there's a few chicks out there that's just like, all right, I got you. I see why they made those songs.
Yeah, you know, I got some more tour videos coming out soon. I got to do them. I got to get them done.
Right.
So, I've been getting promoted on like a lot of like Instagram pages. So my Instagram, y'all, is going way the hell up. Like it's like over 7K already followers, and it just keeps going up every day. So that's pretty awesome. I think I'm gonna hit 10K by Friday.
You made Twerk Nation.
What? Who's that?
You made Twerk Nation. It's Instagram feed. It's called Twerk Nation, and they post twerk videos, and you made Twerk Nation. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I'm on Twerk Nation?
You're on, yeah, I just have, I'm pretty sure it's you. I was scrolling through, and I looked, and I seen, I was like, okay, wait a minute. I went back, and I was like, and
I'm all over.
I think they tagged you and everything. Yeah, I'm almost positive it was Twerk Nation. Yeah, I seen, I was like, talking to a little superstar here. You know, say, no, but no joke, though. I mean, yeah, you're a little sensation on IG. I mean, yeah, I saw you on Twerk Nation, so there's no telling where else yet. I don't really follow my IG as much.
I'm on a lot of pages. What's that one page? Twerk, what is it called? They the one that really getting my numbers up. Hold on. They're called, Twerk Biz, I think, or what they call? Hold on. They are called. Yeah, I'm. You know, I'm on. She's So Bad. I'm on a lot of stuff. Beautiful Bunny Booty. I'm on a whole bunch of stuff. I was trying to get on some other stuff too. Booty Lover. Oh, Twerk Hard. I'm on Twerk Hard.
Maybe that's what it was I saw.
And I'm on, I might be on Twerk Nation.
It was Twerk something, I know that.
Twerk Thirst. They get my numbers high up. Shout out to Twerk Thirst, if y'all hear me. Thank you so much for promoting me. Y'all, I'm telling you, my video is over 30,000 views, okay? Like, they got my, like, my numbers are going up because of Twerk Thirst. So,
that's what's up.
You know. Yes, like models, twerkers, you need to hit them up for their rates, like, and they're well worth what we pay, you know, you pay for or whatever. So hit them up because my views went way up.
What about me? I need my views up. Yeah, you know.
you twerk.
Like no other, I twerk like no other.
It's so easier for a female to get her views up than a male.
No shit.
Sex really sells.
It's like, God. I couldn't post what I would have to do to get my views up. I can't.
You get blocked?
I would get booted straight up. I would never be able to be on Facebook again.
Right.
Even if I put on a fake name, they would know me.
I don't know. Facebook, I'll be getting blocked a lot on Facebook, so I just haven't really been posting, like, too much stuff. Like,
right.
I was kind of scared to post my new pictures and stuff because I don't know, somebody was reporting me and everything. So, but I actually just I took all of them down. I kept two up and I just posted another one today. Like, I reposted it because I didn't want to, like, I got a little excited about my pictures. I wanted everybody to see my pictures Because I was so proud of my picture.
Hey, I'm hip to that, man. I'm so hip to that. Hey, I do the same thing. I have a super set. It's like, yo, I want everybody to hear this one. This is shit right here. They don't even know how funny I just was. So I totally understand that. So I'm going to take a quick musical break right fast here. Take a moment, and we'll be right back with Miss Honey Goddess. Soon, fast becoming twerk queen of the nation. My man, Vic Smith. Oblivion. Man, why you gotta hate on me? Why you gotta hate on her? Why they gotta hate on us?
One time for your fucking mind, yo. Alright, listen. You looking at a beast and all. Yes, up, bro, I might reach the star. Level, I'm a rebel, hello, priest to cough. When I beat up the beat, eat feast to God. No, I'm brawly, gnarly, never say I'm sorry. Get it, I'm the villain, I'm killing, can never saw me. Stacking about a million, he got it, what's so appealing? I'm working magic, a matter of fact, imagine the God be evil, brawly. I ain't really starving. The girl in my room, and she waiting and getting naughty. Make a scream proud, real loud like a Harley. Smoke that ass out, no doubt, my number Marley. I'll hold dress, bro, I gotta let though. So I bust out, suck it to the morning light. I'm nice, boy, never out of sight, boy, I'm dope with the scope, leave a dead ass target. You wanna talk, wanna hate? I'm the spark and the change, you get lost in the fame. You ain't a boss, you a lame. Running off with the game, gonna be hard to remain like dang. Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Is that real? Are you fucking with a real MC? Are you fucking with a real MC? I got skill. You a clown, you a snake, no, you damn with the J, stick around to the face. Got the style of a great smell foul, boy, you fake, 100 foul in them straight. Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Is that real? No, you fucking with a real OG. No, you fucking with a real OG. I'm that ill. Looking at me like what type of shit is he on? We take pains from these lanes with a Dion. Make your name, been on the grind for eons. Really, I ain't fucking with you peon. But you love to talk shit. Tell me I ain't dope, but you ain't even got a hit. But your girl love to track. In fact, she on my dick. Wasn't ready for the comeback, he said his mouth quick. On a wheel, I got a bone to pick. Why Vegas so wacky, I don't support shit. Ain't no real excuse, cause homeboy, I'm here. I'm a killer in the booth, never doing it for years. Oh God, man, I run it, run it. Word up to 6500, 100. Tell them boys they don't really want it, run it. Compared to me, homie, they ain't nothing. You wanna talk, wanna hate? I'm the spark and the change, you get lost in the fame. You ain't a boss, you a lame. Running off with the game, gonna be hard to remain like dang. Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Is that real? Are you fucking with a real MC? Are you fucking with a real MC? I got skill. You a clown, you a snake. No, you damn with the J, stick around to the face. Got the style of a great smell foul, boy, you fake, 100 foul in them straight. Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Is that real? No, you fucking with a real OG. No, you fucking with a real OG. I'm that ill.
All right, that was Vic Smith with Oblivion. Why you gotta hate on me? Why you gotta hate on me? Is that real? Fucking with a real OG. Vic Smith, y'all. And Miss Honey Goddess. And Jada Bethel Cold Water to Do. It's been a good day. So, now, as far as everything in, everything in the whole, What are your future plans? Like, what goals do you have set? You know, how do you plan on getting there?
Right now I'm branding myself right now. My future goals, like, I have kids, like everybody knows. My daughter, you know, she's in a fashion already and everything. Like, she like makes her own Barbie clothes and everything. My future goals is to have stocks and bonds for my kids, to have, you know, their own business, to have my own businesses, like. My future goals is to have my kids set for life. If I die tomorrow or whatever, if I die, they're good because they have businesses. They have stocks and bonds. They have money in the bank. They got nice cars. They got a big-ass mansion. They got everything they need. So, like,
right.
I'll say it right now. I will sell the fuck out my soul for my kids not to have to sell their soul. That's what I got to do for my kids. That's what I'm going to do. So I'll make sure my baby's good.
That's what's up, Mama Bear style.
Not from my son to the devil, not like that, because I rock with Jesus. But, like, you know.
No, I totally understand. No, I totally understand. Whatever it is, you know.
I'll do it for them, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, I totally understand. It's just like Jay-Z said, I hope that just so you don't have to, you know.
But I really, like, right now, you know, because I'm in the mainstream, you know, I'm in the mainstream circle. My goal right now, I got to get in that mainstream. I got to get in that video, you know, that one video that's going to have me pop. That's why they thought, okay, little Flip, you know, he coming back out, he hot, everybody, you know, still loving him, you know, let's get you in this video. So hopefully, you know, everything go good, you know, stuff sometimes don't happen. So hopefully everything go good because everybody want to see me in the video now.
Right. Well, I just want to see you successful. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you successful. I'm proud to know you. I enjoy a hard worker. Bottom line,
thanks.
I enjoy a hard worker. So I see you put in a lot of work and yeah. No, don't worry about the appreciation. You just keep doing it, man. It's rare for you know. I will tell you this though. And you keep doing what you're doing because it is rare that people actually legitimately spot you for your work.
Yeah.
And then tell you, hey, good job. Whether you failed or succeeded, you know, so you put in work, you know, somebody's supposed to tell you, hey.
Like,
man,
I have,
know.
Like, people inbox me all the time, very positive. You know, you have them thirsty niggas that say little stupid shit. But I have a lot of people that inbox me like, you know, good job, fuck the haters, keep doing you, I'm proud of you, I've been here since day one. Like,
right.
People that I don't even know was supporting me since day one. Like, you came a long way, and you're doing your thing, keep it up, don't stop. Like, all that stuff makes me want to keep going, you know what I'm saying? Because I have people that, you know, appreciate my work and my hard work. Because people are like, oh, you're just modeling, that's not hard work. You crazy as hell, that is hard work.
Man,
it's still hard. You still got to do the promotion. You still got to do the networking. You still got to reach out to people. You still got to set stuff up. You know, you got to get the outfits. You got to talk to people. You got to do contracts. You got to make sure everything's legit.
Yep.
It's not that easy.
No, marketing yourself is hard.
Yes, it's hard.
It is hard.
And you
got to
deal with some haters trying to bring you down. You know, them secret fans.
Yeah, you know. You know about them, secret fans. Them out loud secret haters. We know about y'all. We see y'all.
Yeah, y'all get blocked in the quickness from me.
You know what? I will block them. I don't block them.
I
want you to see me. See me.
No,
so
you
don't
get blocked. You ain't me.
Nah, because honestly, I look like this. You already know you ain't in the gym shooting with me. I'm good with that. I already know. So whatever you got to say, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever you do and all that stuff, it ain't for you anyway.
This is how I feel about haters. Okay? A hater is a jealous person that is lazy and don't want to do what you do because they don't want to put the work in, therefore they hate on you. You know what I'm saying? So you're sitting here missing your blessing, worrying about the next motherfucker. You feel me? So you got a blessing out there. Everybody got a blessing out there. God did something. God put you on this earth for something. You missing your path trying to, you know, bring me down. You feel me? Now you rocking with the devil. I'm trying to, you know, follow God's path that he got made for me and mine. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And this is the path that he got me on because one day I woke up like, yo, I used to dance everybody hip-hop. I'm really, 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 really good. Like, I'm really good. I did it all my life. That's why I said, it's funny because I always said I'm never going to twerk. It's dumb. It's stupid. You're just shaking your ass, you know. But I'm actually branding myself for my career twerking right now. This
you're
shit
like
is off the chain. Yes,
right.
It's off the chain. So when I was dancing, like, I stopped because I had a child. Then I went back when she was, like, 7. I went back to dance. I woke up one day late. I told my baby father when we were together, you know, I was with him for 11 years and everything, you know. And I said, I got to go back to dancing. Like, I just woke up out of my sleep. Like, I got to go back to dancing. It was like, looking at me, I'm like, I'm going to make it. That's my first step. I got to go back to dancing. It's like God spoke to me in some type of way. Like, you need to go back to dance. And that's your beginning of your path to, you know, what I got for you. So I went back to dancing, I did it for 2 years. And then I wanted to take my dancing career more serious. I went to a party. I met a photographer. We did a photo shoot, and I fell in love with modeling. So now I'm like, I'm 4'6", everybody. I'm little as hell. I'm pretty.
Yes,
I'm 4'6", but I got ass. I got a nice ass body, and I'm smart, and
yes.
You know, and I could cook my ass off. So I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah. So I went back to the thing. So I did a photo shoot with him. I said I fell in love with modeling. So I told him I want to be a model. He told me I'm too short to be a model. I said, fuck you. I'm going to be the best motherfucking model in Buffalo. Watch this shit. What
that
am I right now? One of the best fucking models in Buffalo. I'm not going to be the best. One of the best motherfucking models in Buffalo. That's exactly what I am. Like, I'm not, I'm going to say I'm the best, but, like, I'm doing a lot of shit, you know. I'm out there. Like, I'm known in California. I'm known in New York. I'm known in Atlanta. I'm known everywhere. I got a 2-page spread out in London.
Okay.
Okay. That's my people. It's like, I get so cool with people. They call me their sister. Like, I'm just doing this. Like, I can't believe, like, that's crazy that God really spoke to me. He said, this is what you need to do. And I cannot stop, y'all. I'm addicted to this
shit. You sure
can. I can't stop. I cannot stop. That's like every day I get on my phone. I'm promoting myself. I'm getting booked. I'm getting paper. I can't stop. And I'm not going to stop. And when I make it, I'm still not going to stop. I'm not.
Awesome. You are so
I just can't stop.
You are so inspirational. Wait till I get
you
off
said
of
what?
Your show. I said you are so inspirational. Wait till
I'm
I get
so
off of your show. Yeah, inspirational. Yes, yes. I'm like, yeah, don't stop. Yes, yes.
Yes, don't stop. Keep going.
Man, I'm telling you, but that's what's up. I actually, you know what? We do have a caller. I actually know this guy. It's my man, Big Dot. I'm sure he's got something he wants to chime in because he also follows you, I do believe, vis-a-vis me. So we're going to bring him in real quick. This is Big Dot. What's
Hello?
Going on, Big?
Am I on? Am I on?
Yeah, you on.
am I on the air?
No doubt.
Sweetheart, I gotta let you know, please never come to Vegas.
Why?
Because you are detrimental to my motherfucking marriage. I cannot have you out here. It's gonna be a problem.
I still had a serious question.
No, real talk though, man, you know what I'm saying, I tried to friend you on Facebook, but it said that you reached your limit, so I follow you, and, you know, just, you know, listening to the interview and, you know, how it's going and whatnot, man, I got to give you crazy props because one of the things that you mentioned a lot, you know, that I heard come out of your own mouth was that you have kids that you supporting, man, and that right there, you get a lot of props from me. A lot of props, you know. So keep doing what you're doing, you know.
Right.
Don't mind what people are saying because motherfuckers is gonna hate. But you keep doing what you're doing.
I just told y'all I'm not gonna stop, right? I just said I'm addicted to this shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't realize you were as small as you are. You know, you're technically a little person, like literally a little person.
Well, actually, a little person is like 3 foot, so I'm not really.
Uh-huh. Nah, look it up. A little person is 4'9" and under. You are legally considered a little person. But Jay will tell you everybody's little to me. So.
Yeah, he's like, don't pay him no mind. He's a giant. This dude's like 100 feet tall.
I'm 6'8", Jay. Come on now. Don't put your hands on for me. 6'8".
He's 6'8".
Damn! Okay, Shaq.
No, but
I was
gonna
see her toe.
Say again. See, she's over there laughing. See, she's not nice. I thought you were a nice little person. You're obviously a mean one.
I am nice.
But
No, it wasn't mean at all. It was very hilarious. And all I have to say is, you're right.
Now,
no,
I will.
I probably must see your toes. That's all, because I'm so little, you're so tall.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, could you imagine our prom picture? But what I'm trying to figure out, you said you're coming to
this
Vegas.
This conversation reminds me of my first joke I told about you, Doc.
You told a joke about me?
The whole microphone thing hitting in the face.
Hey, man, that was your own fault, nigga. You know. But you say you're coming out to Vegas, right, to do a photo shoot?
Yeah,
photo shoot.
Yeah,
okay.
That's I'll be out
well, you make sure that when you come out there, you come out here to Money Play, so, you know, saying I can buy you a drink and, you know, you can see, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen Jay do his thing in person, but that dude is funny. That dude is funny, you know, so make sure you come out, man. But like I said, I just, huh?
I tell a joke or two.
Whatever, nigga. But, like I said, I just want to commend you, man. And, you know, like you said, you ain't going to stop, you know, which is dope, you know. But, you know, I really want to commend you for being, you know, a mother first, you know, before anything, you know, before you're a model, before you're, you know, a twerker. Which, you know, I will be going on YouTube very soon to look that up. But got to see a short person shake it.
I put new videos up all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, like I said, I want to commend you for that. You know, because a lot of that gets lost, you know, saying today with, you know, today's youth and whatnot. You know, but, you know, you're keeping it solid. So, you know, God be with you, man, and, you know, continued success for you. You know, I wish nothing but the best for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, before I go and get put back on mute, I must tell you that when I do see you, I'm going to hug you and I'm going to pick your little ass up off the ground.
No, I need nothing. I need both my feet on the ground.
No. You coming up like a plate of bad enchiladas. Nigga, this is going to happen.
Oh, no. He was trying to put me in his pocket and take me away.
He almost could.
But, now, like I say, if you, you know, I mean, actually, you can find me, you know, Dion Sigmified Amos on Facebook. You know, look a brother up, man. And, you know, like I say, I follow you already, but, you know, look a brother up, man. And, I'll, you know, be glad to support you in any way that I can from, you know, out here in Vegas.
Okay, thank you. I was actually out there last year.
Yeah, you lucky. I mean, I was still married last year, but, you know. No.
Just 30 old man, Doc.
No, I mean, you know what they say, man. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
I enjoy Vegas, so Vegas is really nice, you know. I was there for like 5 days, and I went to Cali with my fam. But I enjoy Vegas a lot. I was out there trying to, you know, make some money with the clubs and stuff, but.
No, I feel you 100%, but I still stand firm to what I say. You know, if I see you, it's going to be some smoke in the city.
So, oh, Lord, Jesus, help me.
So, with that being said, we'll just make sure that you are on the complete other side of the room when we meet Doc, and I'll stand next to him, and I'll send you a text and be like, "You see this tall dude?
I'm bringing my bodyguard, y'all. That's what I'm gonna do."
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, make me your bodyguard. That way I get closer. Yes. I'm with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You said you had 3 kids, right?
No, I got 2.
No. You said you had 3 kids, right?
Hell no, I have 2.
No, you make me your bodyguard. I said you had 3 kids, right?
Funny.
Doc, you're
indeed.
He's like I said, that's my fellow comic. That's my man's right there. Actually, he's not a fellow comic. That's my brother right there.
I wouldn't blame me, but you know, that's cool. You know, I appreciate it.
No, I'm going to blame you because you're my brother, and honey, you have to
excuse him. Mom dropped him on the left side of his brain as a child. So all toxic shit don't work so great on that side. His creative and artistic side is fantastic, but this, so you have
well
to
now, Miss Twerking Goddess. are you so you're originally from back east or?
Yes, I'm from Buffalo, New York.
So does that make you a Bills fan?
They suck. Hell no.
I'm just saying because you know football season is coming up, so you know I figure you know. I mean, are you into sports?
I was gonna say, do you follow?
I watch it, but I'm not like a big crazy sports fan. But I did cheer for it in high school, for football and basketball.
But you don't really follow it that much, you know, per se.
Not really. Like I'll watch it though. I used to watch it all the time with my baby father when we were together. I used to watch it. Like if I have a boyfriend, he's watching it, I'll watch it. But I'm gonna sit there and ask you 5,000 questions.
No, but see, you know what? And here's the thing. This is what we men, we want you to ask questions because that shows us that you're interested.
No, I'm like, okay. Okay, now what? Now what? Now what?
Yeah, but that's okay. Well, no, I mean, pretty soon it's going to get to a point where you're going to stop asking those questions because you're going to understand what's going on.
Or get tired of getting yelled at.
I mean, yeah, my son, he likes football and stuff. You know, he likes sports and stuff, so he's probably going to play some sports. Yeah, baby. Play sports.
Say again? Oh. I'm sorry, I'm feeding my dog. What'd y'all say?
Oh.
No, I'm talking to my son. I said my son probably going to play some sports because he likes sports already. He only 5, so he'll probably play sports.
Okay, well that's a good deal, you know, starting young, but it's like I say, most definitely. So, outside of the modeling and the you know the videos, obviously, I mean, for a new fan that you have in me, a new fan, what else do you, you know, what else do you have planned? What else do you have up your sleeve?
Like I said, I got a runway show. I got my first runway show next month. Actually. Who said that shit
can't be runway? Huh? I hear you.
Okay, I got a runway show. I got the music video with Lil Flip, Rock Out, and J.O. this month. My birthday is this month, so hopefully I'll be out West Coast for my birthday again like I was last year. What else do I got going on? I got some magazines that I'll be doing. I got the magazine that's going to be pushed by Black Men's Magazine that I'm going to be doing. I think he said like maybe October, I think. It's going to be coming out. I'm going to be doing a calendar and a DVD. I got a lot of stuff going on. Talking to a new manager.
I must interject this fine meeting of the minds. That's what I want to say.
Basically, right now... I'm just grinding right now, so got a few investment deals on the table. I'm gonna actually be I'm gonna be investing in a celebrity publicist really soon. That's what I wanted to do. That and a celebrity photographer. I'm trying to take my brand to a whole nother level.
Okay. Well, like I say, I wish you all the luck and. You know, you have another thing under your hat. You say you love cooking. You might want to try to incorporate that as well.
Yeah, I could.
The twerker's cookbook.
I have a lot of people that hit me up like, can I pay for a plate?
There it is.
I post pictures and stuff.
Jay, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to take over your interview, man.
Oh, no, it's all good. Actually, no, the show's actually, we've run out of time. Show's over.
So now we're just sitting over here yakking?
No, I mean, no, I'm still actually legitimately on the air still, but my time is up, so I do have to end it soon. Otherwise, it'll boot me, and I don't want to just get booted. So, real quick,
That's all right, man. Alexandria, real quick, tell the world where they can find you at, all your social media.
Okay, you can follow me, everybody, on Instagram at Miss Honey Goddess. You can follow me on Twitter at DreaJohnson3. You can subscribe to my YouTube page at Drea Johnson. Facebook, Alexandria Verdugo, but I got 6 pages, so the one with the black on, with the Crown Bad logo on it, because I'm like a promo model for that page on Instagram. And Snapchat at The Real Super Bad. So Snapchat me. They don't go down in my DM unless you got that paper. No, I'm just playing.
Hey, keep it 100. It does not. So, hey, young man out there, it does not go down in her DM.
Yeah, right. And I'm her bodyguard. So right. Don't go down in the DM. You know?
She got 2 new bodyguards, and we blocking the DMs up. You ain't no sliding up in the DM. It ain't going down.
Slide that credit card.
Yeah, you
there it
is. Now, if you slide, you better slide that credit card and then wait.
Right.
This is on this side. All right. Hey, we've been wild. It's been Wednesday. It's on the West Coast, so you know it's been wild on West Coast Wednesday. Thank you to my man Doc for calling in there. Thank you very much to Alexandria Verdugo, Miss Honey Goddess. Everybody have a good day. Stay blessed.
Okay, thank you for having me. Have me on again.
Oh, you know I am. You know I am.
I always got something new coming up there. I'm doing something new. You know, I got to keep you updated.
Hell yeah. Hey, y'all, look out for the new video on Pornhub with Big Doc and Honey Goddess coming soon. When she comes out.
Bye, nigga.